Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The right fielder, Milt Burns. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Babe Martin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Len Schulte. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bobby Wilkins. Batting second. The left fielder, Charlie Metro. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Irv Hall. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Joe Burns. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Gassaway. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Charlie Gassaway. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge takes first base on ball four. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns bunts in front of the plate. Rosar fields it and throws to first for the out. Gutteridge moves to second. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gassaway spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Gassaway. Gutteridge moves to third. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up towards short. Wilkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gutteridge scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins hits a pop-up towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Len Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gassaway fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gassaway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Siebert moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hall. The throw from Mancuso and he is out, Gutteridge applying the tag. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is called out on strikes. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gutteridge. The throw from Rosar and he is safe. Gutteridge steals second. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-0 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gassaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gassaway is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. One out. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burns. Martin reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gassaway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Martin moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin scores. McQuinn scores. Schult moves to third. It's 3-0, Browns. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schultz scores. Mancuso moves to second. It's 4-0, Browns. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mancuso scores. Gutteridge goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Browns. Don Black now pitching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0-for-1 in the game. Metro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-1 in the game. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Greek George now catching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Metro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stevens settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Stevens. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gutteridge hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schultz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0-for-2 in the game. Metro hits a pop-up towards short. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krivic moves to second. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krivic scores. Stevens moves to second. It's 7-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Martin moves to second. It's 8-0, Browns. Len Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Schultz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martin scores. McQuinn moves to second. It's 9-0, Browns. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. McQuinn moves to third. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-2 in the game. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schultz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schultz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George is 0-for-1 in the game. George hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Steve Gerken now pitching. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Metro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mancuso is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee pinch hits for Steve Gerken. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0-for-3 in the game. Metro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-3 in the game. Estalella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metro moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.